This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We saw in our last visit, as Christians, we have a blessed hope. If we're alive at the coming of the Lord, we will be raptured. If we die in Christ, we'll be resurrected. Paul put it this way in 1 Thessalonians 4:15 through 17. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. There is no advantage to die first or to still be alive at Christ's return. We will all be together with the Lord forever. That's our hope fulfilled. Christ's coming will be sudden. There will be a loud command with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. At that moment, the Lord himself will come down from heaven. In the same moment, the bodies of those who died in Christ will rise first. Then those who are still alive on earth will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. At the time of that meeting, the bodies of those who died in Christ will be reunited with their spirits and souls. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Paul concludes this teaching as follows. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. This special challenge will be faced by all of us sometime. Have you faced it? How did you do? Allow these words to prepare and comfort you for when you do face a trial like this.